Our Microsoft E3 2017 coverage is brought to you by Verve. If you don't know by now, Verve is this awesome video app that you can get on your PlayStation 4, Xbox One, iOS, Android, all those places. And it's all your favorite content creators in one place. All the premium content from Rooster Teeth, from Crunchyroll, from Funimation, from CISO, Cartoon Hangover, whole bunch of different places. You can watch Attack on Titan dubbed over on Funimation, or you can watch it subbed on Crunchyroll. It's a great time. You should do it. We do watch-alongs every once in a while. And you can do it for a free trial with us right now. All you got to do is go to verve.co/kindoffunny to get your free 7-day trial of the Verve Combo Pack. It's going to be a good time. Till next time, get hyped. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Gamescast. Given all of our analysis of Xbox's E3 2017 press conference, joining me, as always, one half the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
That's and you.
Life is Strange lives before the storm. What up, Chloe?
Candy Andy himself.
Hey,
Andy
guys.
Cortez.
I'm here too.
What do you, I mean, okay, let's start with the big news. Xbox One X.
Yeah.
$499 US.
Correct.
November 7th.
Mm-hmm.
All games will be better on it eventually.
Sure, yeah.
is what they're saying. Going forward, all the games. Going backwards, a couple of the big ones.
Sure.
What are the gut reactions?
Oof. Ouch.
The price point.
Did not stick the landing on that. I mean, I think overall, you talked about it during the conference. This conference was solid. It was not a home run. I don't think, like somebody made a joke in here, PlayStation just, as long as they show up tomorrow, they beat them. I don't think it's that drastic or anything. But I think this was a conference of like, hey, we have 42 games to show you today, and hey, a lot of them are going to seem A to double A. No, you know, I mean, there's AAA games in there. Obviously, no one's going to sit here and not talk shit about Anthem. But at no point in that conference was I convinced of why, and that's what I talked about before. I was not told why I, Greg Miller, need to buy an Xbox One X.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
This conference had a message that was very loud and clear to me, which is the Xbox One X is very equivalent to the PlayStation 4 Pro in terms of where it stands in their lineup. It is not the next system. There was a lot of back and forth. Like, I remember we used to talk to Colin a lot about where does this stand. And for a long time, I predicted that Xbox was lying about the whole all games are going to be playable on both the OG Xbox One and the new one. I thought it was going to be a successor system. I was totally wrong on that. A couple months ago when they first started talking a bit more, I was like, and after the PS4 Pro launched, I realized where everything stood. And here we are. This is $500 is way too much, but I also don't think that it's going to affect them too much because it is just another Xbox One. Xbox One S is going to be just fine to play all of these games. There wasn't any single thing here that made us be like, you know what? We need an Xbox One X for that. Don't necessarily think that's an issue.
Agreed.
I think the price point is such a bummer. Like, oh my God. So with the PS4 Pro is what, at $400 right now? I think that needs to be the price point. Like, you need to show the fans, hey, we're giving you way more power than the Pro has at the same price. Yeah. There's nothing else that's going to bring gamers back with $100 more in price. It's just such a bummer. Here comes Cool Greg, very careful
with these coffees. I love him. He's a good employee. Thank you, Cool Greg. I'd blow you a kiss, but I'd be afraid you'd beat me to death.
Also, the Xbox One S, the $200 price point, that's for a week.
Yeah, just for a week.
That sucks. Yeah, yeah. Like, if it was $200 permanently,
sure.
I was telling Greg this in the pre-show, that gave me hope that the Xbox One X was going to be like a $400 console, to have a $200 and a $400 console, but the fact that it's going to be probably
$250
for a week and then $250 back after that, that's a bummer, man.
Yeah, but I mean, man, there is a lot of games coming, but to your point earlier, Greg, a lot of them are just kind of
my thought,
whatever.
The way, you know, we've talked about it before, and I know we bring this up all the time, when we had Adam Boyes on at E3 or after a PSX where he was like, well, when we were disappointed, I think, in a PSX a couple years ago, he's like, well, you build these shows so that everybody can come in and say, oh, well, I like these three games, these three announcements. When you come out and say you have 42 announcements and you're launching a new SKU, people should leave like, there's no reason, I know exactly why I'm buying that, and here are the seven games I'm super fucking stoked about, right? I don't come away from this conference with the seven games I'm super stoked about.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the list here, there's a bunch of them that I highlighted that I'm very excited about.
Now, of course, I mean, this is just different strokes for different people.
Going down the line,
Metro
Player
Exodus.
Unknown Battlegrounds. Yeah. on console. Sure. Very exciting to me.
I'm glad that's finally happening.
But again, they said the same thing with DayZ and H1Z1.
They put the dates on this one.
Okay. Sure.
Well, at least.
Well, dates stick. Yeah.
The Last Night looks freaking incredible.
The Last Night looks great too, but again, like that's not, I mean, yeah, that's one of that's the games I put on my list, right? But yeah, that's an Xbox One console launch exclusive, meaning it will come to PlayStation 4 eventually.
I don't know about that.
Xbox One console launch exclusive. They are very clear. This is an Xbox One console exclusive. This is an Xbox One console launch exclusive. Meaning the launch of this is there.
Really? So yeah. I was confused by that because
I thought it was launching with the Xbox.
No, because like Super Lucky's Tale was the one I noticed at first where it was, this is an Xbox console exclusive. No launch mention.
Got it.
So that's the differentiation they're making. And correct me if I'm wrong, anybody out there. And here, I'm looking, Anna Perina's over here talking to Artful Escape, right? I saw an email come in from them. Yeah, okay, hold on.
The little boy with the guitar?
Yeah, that's right. They link me to this thing. Why just give me the information, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Here, the Artful Escape. Go here, the Artful Escape. Release date TBD.
TBD.
The way I read it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chad, is that there was a difference between Xbox. Okay, the people are saying I'm right. Cool. Just making sure. I hate when I doubt it. But they were very clear. Xbox One console launch exclusive. Xbox One console exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Launch means timed exclusive.
I mean, so yeah, Crackdown. We just got the PR release in an email from Microsoft. It says Crackdown 3, Xbox One and Windows 10 exclusive.
Yeah.
Whereas The Last Night says console launch exclusive.
Yeah.
But does that, what about Steam?
Well, they don't care about that. Why was it was Windows 10, right? Well, that'll be on there or whatever.
Windows 10 App Store or whatever.
Yeah.
They're not competing with fucking Steam and Windows. They're not worried.
Going through it. Last Night, that looks freaking dope. Incredible. Looks dope.
We're seeing that. Andy and Nick have appointment booked for E3. Excited for that.
The Artful Escape, that looks fun. But it looks weird, that's another Cuphead where it's a million years out. Cuphead finally have a release date. Later than I'd like it to be, although not as late as it could be. Now that we have something to look forward to, I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
A lot of the ID at Xbox stuff, we saw it too quickly to care. And honestly, a lot of it looked kind of throwaway.
Sure. Well, Tacoma, August 2nd. I'm excited for that.
Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Fuck yeah. Get another Ori. Loved the first one. And yeah. I definitely wanted more. Didn't necessarily expect we were going to get it. So that's great for me. But honestly, Anthem at the end, I went from zero fucks to all the fucks. That looked amazing.
Sure.
Yeah. But my question is, is it one of those multiplayer only things or is there single player? Because I don't want to do the multiplayer.
I'm sure it'll be a little bit like Division where you can do a lot of the missions on your own.
Yeah.
I mean, just the way that they presented the NPCs in that little town talking to you and getting that cutscene. When that was happening, I was like, oh, I guess this is just a straight up single player campaign.
Yeah.
And then they met up with the other, you know, players at the end or whatever.
Here's what I want to say about Anthem. That demo looked fantastic. I like the idea. I like mech suits or like Iron Man-y suits like that. I want to go through and do that. And I hate to be this guy because don't get me wrong. Mass Effect Andromeda does not take away from everything BioWare has ever done. I'm not trying to say that or anything, right? But Mass Effect Andromeda first looked fantastic too. And then we get there. Facial animation wise, cutscenes. Well, I mean, like moving through and playing.
Remember seeing that like when they first started showing the stuff during the PS4 Pro conference. I was like, whatever.
Sure.
Didn't interest me at all, even visually.
I'm just saying like that looked like fucking a super high-end PC, awesome, great. What is it going to look like on consoles?
That is a very good point.
Guy who got up and they made a big point of him like wincing and talking to you like this and stuff. Is he going to be one of those guys who's up there in the real game like this? And like, and I know, you know, there's this awesome article up from Schreier this week, right? Or was it Kotaku? Or I'm not, Patrick. Jason. It was Jason Schreier over at Kotaku. Put up the thing about here's why Andromeda got so off the rails. I understand that, and I'm not trying to say this is like a Killzone 2 thing where it won't look like that. That just looked
a little
unbelievably amazing, and there's of course no HUD on the screen. There's nothing going on. They say coming 2018. That's a load of bullshit. No offense. I'm sure they're trying to hit that. It won't be 2018.
Yeah.
That game will get pushed way out. What will the final product look like? That's all I want. I just want to temper expectations.
I don't know. I don't know if it'll get pushed out that far because, like, do we know how long they've been working on it? I feel like they've been working on it as soon as Mass Effect 3 wrapped. And the main team went on to work there.
Well, that was the whole thing. Yeah, Casey Hudson brought a team over there, and then Casey Hudson left the team.
Yeah.
So what did that... I mean, like, and I'm not saying that's... people leave all the time, different things. But Casey is the visionary, or was the visionary. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, I don't know so much stuff over there for Mass Effect. The game looks awesome.
Yeah.
I want to fucking play it. Don't get me wrong.
It's a damn impressive looking game, and I loved the fact that they went from air to land to sea underneath, and all three looked super awesome. 100%. The mech suit made it look fun to maneuver.
I'm just saying temper expectations. That was an amazing demo. We've seen that before.
The first Watch Dogs trailer also looked really awesome.
We've seen a lot of we see a lot of E3 demos that you eventually get and are fun, great games that just don't look or feel like that.
Yeah. Hopefully it isn't scaled down a huge amount, like just like Watch Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
So here's my big question then. Is anybody here gonna buy Xbox One X?
As of now, absolutely not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about it? Do you have an Xbox One?
Not right now. I sold my Xbox One before I moved up here.
Okay.
I still have a lot of friends from back home who play on Xbox One that I will love to play Anthem with them.
Sure.
So the community is already there for me.
So my question next is then, are you buying an Xbox One X on launch or waiting till Anthem? Waiting until something else comes along?
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's what I do here. Don't worry.
I might wait a little bit, I guess. But I've been itching to get an Xbox One back because, and this sounds really stupid and everybody's going to give me a lot of shit for it.
Fuck everybody. Except you. You're cool.
Well, they didn't talk about... I've been joking about Kinect a lot,
yeah.
But I fucking love my Kinect. Like, it is...
Okay, give me like, shit for that.
Voice commands on Kinect, like, were so second nature to me when I'm on my computer working on stuff, and I'm sorry if I'm activating anybody's right now.
Don't worry about it, you're not.
Nobody has one, yeah. I love sitting down and having my Xbox as my media player. Like, when they presented it as a media player 3-4 years ago or whatever it was, that's what it became to me. It became a Netflix box, a Hulu box, and I played a fuckload of Destiny on it. I played the shit out of my Xbox. Like, I didn't get a PS4 until a little bit later.
Sure.
Until Uncharted 4 dropped.
Okay.
I'm probably going to get one pretty soon. I don't know if I'll get it on launch or not. Yeah.
Not many reasons, too. I mean, like, looking through this, I honestly, like, going back to this press conference as a whole, I really like how they took the PlayStation approach of games, just trailer after trailer after trailer. And admittedly, they did something similar last year. It's just it was definitely quantity over quality, I think, when it came to the titles. And looking at it, even things like Crackdown 3, like, that didn't blow anyone away, I don't think. Like, that just, it was like, all right, cool, it's real, and it's coming a lot sooner than we expected.
Sure.
And Sea of Thieves a lot later than we expected.
Same thing with State of Decay 2.
Yeah.
I thought State of Decay 2 was such a slam dunk for an October, September release, get it out in front of Halloween, get it there and stuff. But, I mean, like, I'm a State of Decay fanboy number one, right? Like, I did all those Let's Plays for it when it came up, me and McCaffrey did Let's Plays for State of Decay originally on Xbox. When they did the re-release, I did streams and stuff and hung out and showed it all. I think we gave away a ton of games, too. Not that that's influencing my opinion, but as a fan of State of Decay, I was like, oof, that trailer missed the mark, I think. It didn't explain, it didn't drive home why this is a standout. Everybody in the chat who was like, oh, meh, I'm sick of zombie games. I'm like, I feel you. And like, in the 4 seconds right before we had done it, where some kid was like, what? I don't know about State of Decay. What is it? I did a bad job of explaining why it's great, right? Because it is like the encumbrance and marking and like really nerdy shit of like, it's not action. That looked like an action game, right? Yeah. Like, you don't shoot a lot of weapons in State of Decay. You can in like the DLC, but mainly I was always hitting people with boards trying to conserve ammo because it is that thing. It's multiplayer, right? But that didn't even look like it. They didn't really go into it there. Mm-hmm. Like, they got a bad... the trailer was too long in the tooth and didn't tell you anything, and then there was no demo to follow it up.
And it also didn't look great.
Yeah, it looked like State of Decay.
Yeah.
It looked like State of Decay, which is surprising to an extent to me, because I did feel... In my head, I'm thinking Microsoft's got nothing up their sleeves. They got Crackdown, they've got Sea of Thieves, they've got State of Decay, in terms of Xbox One holiday lineup, right? So I thought they would have realized that with, like, you know, Scalebound and all that, cranked up the money they were dumping into State of Decay, and State of Decay would have come out looking remarkably better than it did before, because it looks better. As a State of Decay fan of playing, you know, two versions of that game, it looks better, but it doesn't look like, oh fuck, Xbox, I can't believe they did X. That yeah
they didn't really give us the exclusive that was like the jaw dropper.
They didn't going into this during the pre-show, I was saying there's a couple things that I am looking for, I need from this. One of them was surprises, and one of them was the Xbox Game Pass. Neither of those at all. I guess Ori was the biggest surprise to me, but yeah, backwards compatibility for the original Xbox, Crimson Skies. That's awesome. Crimson Skies is one of my favorite original Xbox games. But it's not enough for what I think the Xbox had to bring at this conference.
I put up on twitter.com/gameovergreggy, based on what you've seen today, are you planning on buying an Xbox One X? Right now, 39% yes, 61% no. That's with about 1,700 votes in. I think, you know, it seems, and then you look through the people who follow me, like Megan Sullivan from IGN, nope. Seth Macy, he's saying, I can't do it, not for 500. Dan Wiesenmeyer draws Lego game stuff. Not until next year. Greg Atlas, the boy, says maybe. Switch is first on my list, but I'd like to upgrade to an Xbox One X at some point. I feel like that's the thing where it's similar to the PlayStation argument for some. I got the 4K TV, but if Xbox One was your primary console, and you just wanted the incremental upgrade and you wanted things to look and run better, I guess I could.
I mean, I think
wrap your head around, but it's still so
same
much.
Same argument as the PS4 Pro, where it's but just like, yeah, it yeah, makes but sense.
Even then,
the
there was a $100 gap, right?
Yeah, I mean, but when you're investing that much into things looking better, $100 is nothing. I just think that they didn't do a good job of telling the people that aren't the type of guys that want to invest sure. in all that it's worth sure. it. Because it's not. That's, I think that's also a message. It's not worth it to you if you're not going to give a fuck about the flops.
Yeah, exactly.
And they didn't even try to make other people care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Numbers are impressive, though. Like in addition to the teraflops and all that. But 42 games shown, that's a lot.
Sure, but again.
22 exclusives. That's a big number. When they're exclusives no one cares about, though, that's a problem. And there's a couple that were great, but then, yeah, seeing things like
were they fitting?
Super Lucky's Tale, it's like...
That didn't even look like...
It looked bad, yeah. And then it did not look like a this-gen game.
When they ran through all the, like, the whatever, like 10 or so, and maybe more than that, indie at Xbox games, I would have much rather seen them take Super Lucky's Tale, shove it into something like that, and let one of these other games pop out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Surviving Mars sounds interesting. I would rather have seen more. That's me being selfish.
There are tons of games in that teaser that looked really cool.
Yeah, Observer, if it's the game I think it is really good. Let me look at my email and try to figure out if that is the one, because there's a good horror game coming up, I know.
They had the shoutcaster for Darwin Project.
Yeah,
and it was Observer is legit a really cool psychologically horror game that's going to be rad,
like Prey-ish almost.
Yeah, it's well, you're jacking into people's like memories or whatever, if I remember the demo correctly, and then also it gave me Outlast vibes.
Mm. That did look cool.
Yeah,
a lot of people in the chat are saying that Super Lucky's Tale is $60.
Oh God,
so that's interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Ouch.
Super Lucky Tale was an Oculus game. But now they're turning it into a non-VR
I think once, game. I think if they see the reaction to people,
they're gonna drop that.
Yeah,
shit.
I think it'll be like a $30 game. Hopefully,
man,
20.
I gotta say, give it up to Minecraft for making Minecraft relevant on stage. Like this was a pretty sizable update, and like you knew they were gonna be there. You knew they were gonna say something. But this was a real thing. It wasn't just it's up-res. Like they actually tried to make it super duper. You know,
we got a new Porsche. Yeah. On stage. Mm-hmm. It was just, I don't know. Starting off that presentation with Forza, which I understand that Forza is like one of the few games affected by Xbox One X.
Sure.
I just like, man, this is like the E3 shit that I just can't stand.
Sure. It was weird. I thought, that's just like such an old move, I feel like.
Felt like, let's give you a gimmick to, you know, the type of stuff that doesn't have to do, the type of stuff that you know that Sony won't do anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they figured out the formula.
Back to the point of just like, what I talked about in the pre-show, right? For a year, they've been hyping up Scorpio, now Xbox One X, right? Talking about how amazing it is. And then you get here, the two games that are confirmed for day and date launch titles, Super Lucky's Tale and Crackdown 3.
Yeah.
At this conference, those are the two games that are coming out on the 7th of November as well. Granted, Assassin's Creed before then, third parties are there, da-da-da-da. But it's like what is getting, other than you just want to upgrade, and that's fine, don't get me wrong, now that I've been using our Pro, I'm still like, I wish one of my PS4s would die and I'd buy the Pro. But I'm also like, I wish. Yeah. Almost like I have another use for $400 at the moment.
I mean, it's interesting. I know that Halo said they weren't going to be here. They did say there was going to be something. So yeah. I don't know if there's the Halo Wars 2 having an update counts as something. But it's disappointing, frankly, not having any surprises, any old revival of IP. Like this was a conference where you expected those things. You expected them to be surprises, but you expected them to be there.
Yeah.
And instead, we knew everything at this conference.
Mm-hmm. What I'm wondering is that in those 22 exclusives they announced, were they including the launch exclusives?
Mm-hmm. Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That sucks.
But I mean, that's where we need some type of chart. Everybody's got to sit here and split hairs now. I need an
Excel spreadsheet. Yeah. Like Phil Spencer. Just come on.
We're railing on a lot. And games wise, what are the games? What other games stood out?
Ball FighterZ looks freaking dope.
Okay.
They look like they're nailing that.
I think Black Desert Online might be a hit with the fans that, you know, on Sony, everybody has Final Fantasy 14 online.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's got it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's like the MMO people go to. I think Black Desert Online.
DC Universe Online too, don't forget.
Sure. I think Black Desert Online will, you know, well, that's also them like trying to appeal to the Japan crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll I mean, there was a lot of Japan crowd stuff there, which I thought was interesting. Then there was Assassin's Creed. What was the takeaway on that? Because you were saying that you didn't think it looked too great, and I think especially seeing Anthem at the end, that really drove that home.
My thing with that was our first big AAA game that you're gonna Forza is there or whatever. But you're talking about Xbox One. Hey, we're getting excited for this X. What's it all about, right? And like they're showing Assassin's Creed, and I thought in the moment walking around doing stuff, the bird. Okay, but then you look around, it's still the same animations of Assassin's Creed. It's still, when they walked up to the guy riding, his eyes were still all weird and stuff. And that's where it gets upsetting with the fact of, like, you took time off. You knew people were sick of Assassin's Creed. That's the kind of stuff I'd like to see fixed or addressed, where we come back and everybody's like, holy shit, this looks amazing.
That's a solid point, because they could have shown this last year and we wouldn't have been surprised.
And I feel like it's the same problem that, you know, we're going to talk about a lot with PS4 Pro and Xbox One X, is the fact that this is made to run on the other console, so it's just up-resed. And that's fine. I loved, you know, Assassin's Creed Black Flag on the PlayStation 4, but that wasn't like a true PlayStation 4 Assassin's Creed. It looked fine. Anyways, that alone of me saying like, oh, the animations don't look that great, blah, blah, or like, and it's not they don't look great. They don't look like, holy shit, do I need to go buy this fucking thing.
Yeah.
The game looks fun. Mm-hmm. I'm back. I want to play Assassin's Creed. I like Assassin's Creed. That looked like a good one.
The only game that gave me that vibe was Anthem.
Me too.
Anthem is totally like, holy fuck, exactly. And that's what happens, I think, when you take a team that's made the Mass Effect thing, let them go off, make the next project, and you leave them alone for a while. And then they come out, right? Like, that's how we all felt, I think, when Destiny got shown the first time. Yeah. Like, oh man, these people that have been quiet, Bungie's been quiet, what do they have? They have this. Okay, they've been working on something.
Metro Exodus.
Yeah,
another thing that
looked really good.
Looked dope, really cool. I wonder how much of the game's going to stand up and be that good. That definitely looked like a vertical slice.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, you know, somebody in the chat was saying like, oh, it's so canned. I was like, well, obviously, yeah, they're trying to drive you to one point and do one thing with it. I mean, for me though, announcement of the show is Life is Strange Before the Storm. Like, I love Life is Strange to have it coming, three episodes, August 31st, the first one drops. Shinobi over on Twitter called this out. I want to put it here, too. This is, you know, leading into this, I was like, well, this is interesting that they added it to PlayStation Plus, that original Life is Strange. Then Don't Nod was like, or actually, this is out of order. We have 3 million players. We're not going to be E3. We are working on Life is Strange 2. This is not Life is Strange 2. This is a prequel. This is being worked on apparently by Deck Nine. It's a prequel. Interesting. So this isn't Don't Nod. Don't Nod didn't lie to us. They are still working on Life is Strange 2 somewhere in the background.
Okay.
This is just a three episode.
This is like
prequel.
The Tokyo Drift of the franchise.
Yeah.
Sure.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will it be as good as Tokyo Drift, though?
It's going to end with me dyeing my hair blue and I'm all about that world.
I like that. What else was there? Going Tacoma. Getting a release date?
Yeah.
August 2nd.
Can't wait for that, yeah.
Big old Steve Thieves, Gainer. Early 2018.
So weird.
Man.
So weird, right? Like, I mean, they have Crackdown, okay. They got Crackdown, and they got Super Lucky's Tale. These are the exclusives, like the big exclusives.
In 2017?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean,
Oh, man.
That's rough.
I don't know.
Yeah, so Ori didn't have a
release date, yeah.
Man, that sucks.
I will play the fuck out of Crackdown 3, though.
I hope I will. My thing about it is I like Crackdown 1 a lot. Played it a lot when I got to IGN and stuff and people were fucking around with it. Maybe I played it after the fact. Doesn't matter. Crackdown 2 didn't work. And then watching that, I'm like, oh, all right. Was like, I have a feeling that's a game I'm going to say I'm going to play. And then by the time it gets here, something's going to have its hooks in me of like, holy shit, this is everything, not just orb collecting and jumping around.
I mean, this lineup has me as excited as the Xbox One lineup has for the last couple of years.
That's
which
the problem,
is there's
right?
a couple of games and most of them are the smaller artsy games that have me stoked, and I can't wait to boot them up when eventually they come, but
I'm really interested to see what something like The Last Night has. Is it's a launch exclusive, right? Do indies who are making something like that have the same kind of pull as the people who made Limbo?
Oh God!
What's their fucking name? Limbo developers, Play Dead.
Play Dead.
Thank you. Who, you know, originally Limbo had this huge window of exclusivity on Xbox, and then with the second game, it was literally like 2 months, 2 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. It was like the game came out, and then 2 weeks later, like, don't worry, it's coming PlayStation for a month. Like, is that the same kind of thing that'll happen with a Last Night?
Well, that's the thing. Is there any more information on this, on The Last Night? Any press release?
Yeah, I have stuff.
You just pass it.
Well, I mean, this is on Xbox's thing, so it's going to be...
Hold on, I'm on it.
They're not going to mention PlayStation.
Yeah.
Well, this is my private email about getting it in there for, you know, our demo or whatever, because you guys are seeing it. You're going to do it.
I feel like them having it spotlighted in its own little trailer is a good sign that it wasn't put into that sizzle reel of all the tiny ID at Xbox games. So... that's, you know, that's promising.
Code Vein looked pretty dope.
Yeah, it did.
Dark Souls game.
Sure did. A Dark Souls that doesn't make you feel super depressed and gross and brown and dark colors.
I'm looking at the
Darwin Project looks like a shitty cash-in third-person Overwatch.
Exactly, right. I was like, what is it? Well, it's that. It's like that mixed. Well, it was weird to have it after, like, PlayerUnknown, right? Where it was,
yeah,
like,
it was,
oh, yeah. It was like, oh, so there's Last Man Standing Deathmatch? Yeah, like,
two players remaining. I was like, you just showed this.
Yeah, exactly. Looks like Last Night only has its teaser
screenshots.
Yeah.
If you want to
see. Now, Last Night only lists it as Xbox One, PC, and Mac.
Oh, yeah. But
that, I mean, that is, it says launch exclusive, so I'm sure somewhere in the documentation you can't do that either.
Platforms.
Wow, the Last Night was originally a small flash game made in 6 days, which won the Cyberpunk Jam.
Wow.
You can play the original.
Cyberpunk Jam, I want to be a part of that.
You can play the original draft for free here.
Sounds like a crazy party.
I mean, all right, is there anything else we need to mention during this? I think overall it was a okay conference. There's been much worse. There's been much better.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as strong as Microsoft's was last year. I think that this definitely sets the tone of where the Xbox One X is. I think that's a very smart title for the system.
Yeah. Iterative.
Given what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people are going to understand it.
There's an old Android phone by the company called HTC. Mm. And they had the HTC One S and the HTC One X. It's like the same fucking naming scheme. Microsoft, you're going to have a little explaining to do.
We're on to you.
Some explaining to do.
VBot08 says, was there no mention of a 4K patch for Halo 5? No, there wasn't.
Huh.
Halo 5 was not on that list. So that's interesting.
Big Cab Dog, I'm sending over to Kinda Funny Control an image. I'd like you to pull up behind us a tweet over here. Mm-hmm. This is from the chat.
Give me 2 seconds.
No, you're fine. I'm just letting everybody know.
Oh, a little little sneak peek.
Jeff from CNET letting us see behind the scenes of what the Xbox One X looks like in its rear. What its ass looks like.
There it is. Hold on.
You know what I mean? Kevin's on it. Don't worry. And nobody panic. Nobody panic. Stop panicking.
I'm panicking.
Don't panic. It's going to be okay.
I believe in you, Kevin.
Yeah,
Threnev says, was it better than EA's conference? I would say no because Microsoft did such potential for this to be a fucking kick-ass conference.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
I think it was better than EA's conference. But I think it's EA has to appeal to the mass audience, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. Microsoft can come out and talk about games. And sure, Forza doesn't work for me, but I understand what's happening, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think it was by any means a slam dunk, a home run. I don't think this is like, yeah, I think Sony's got to be. I would love to know what they think of all this.
I think I put them both pretty equal in terms of press conferences where we expected everything shown. There was at least a couple surprises, like a way out at EA looked awesome. A couple of things here looked really great.
I think it was a funner conference. It moved faster. It, for the most part, didn't linger too long.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, all right, cool. I did enjoy this conference much more than EA's.
Yeah.
But I think as a press conference, they're about equal in what they accomplished.
Okay.
I just think with all of Sony's exclusives and then the fact that they can say, oh, by the way, here's this cool fucking Spider-Man game. Like, Xbox doesn't have anything.
Every
like
time
that.
They were like world premiere, I was like, oh, I hope this is gonna be some crazy superhero announcement, something.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, there was like with
no Rocksteady thing. No, I yelled about
Life
3.
Is Strange, but there, yeah, exactly. There was no whole. I mean, well, again, even if they had a telegraphed Anthem and said that was coming, you know what I mean? But like,
yeah,
Anthem was great. The gameplay wise looked cool, but it's so like, when the fuck am I gonna play that game?
Do you want to see that image?
Sure, show us that image real quick, just so the kids at home can see it. The ass here, the ass end of the Xbox One X.
Mm-hmm.
Just interesting. A lot of vents, a lot of HDMIs back there. Some cool stuff going on. Optical out.
HDMI in and out.
No Tomb Raider?
Wow. But they still have to keep that right so you can do the TV show.
This is so interesting.
Yeah. No Tomb Raider. Yeah, that is interesting. But Life is Strange Before the Storm. August 31st, everybody.
That's a cool little surprise for you. I'm happy for you, Greg.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's a huge surprise, but
I mean, it was a prequel, though. You weren't, you know. Yeah, well,
I mean.
Weren't those the rumors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Life Strange already booked for our live show. I just couldn't say anything about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess.
I didn't expect it to be here.
Oh.
It's one of those announcements you catalog and forget about. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, oh, yeah, something's coming, whatever.
Man. Very interesting where
Bray
this puts
CC
us.
CC in the Twitch chat says it best. There was no get hype moment sponsored by Gatorade.
There wasn't. We're running out of days. We're running out of conferences to have these at. So
Bethesda tonight. We'll be back if you're watching on Twitch for that one.
Yeah, Evil Within 2, all but confirmed already today.
Yeah, so is Wolfenstein, right? They put up the Wolfenstein 2 Colossus thingamajig or whatever
yeah,
on Amazon Colossus. DE.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if we'll get hyped later. You can follow us on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames for all of our live watch alongs of the press conferences. You can follow us on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to watch them on VOD whenever you would like. We will be posting more reactions and trailers throughout the day and week. So stay tuned. Until next time. Bye.